time for a financial definition. The rule of 100 is a way to determine how much risk you should have in your portfolio. Subtract your age from 100. For example, a 70-year-old would get a result of 30, and that's the maximum amount of risk that that person should have in their portfolio. Use the rule of 100 to make sure you're not overexposed to risk as you approach retirement.
All right, so John, you mentioned real estate as a possible income stream in retirement before the break. I actually am interested to talk to you about this. You know, my grandmother has actually used real estate for a lot of her retirement income, and my father and mother are both considering the same thing. So what are your thoughts on it?
We have a lot of clients that come in that have a lot of investment portfolios that are tied up in real estates, whether they're actually buildings or even REITs.
Okay.
In fact, the couple we talked about earlier that came in, we did the reboot for them last week with their 401k money.
Right.
They have a considerable amount of income coming in from real estate holdings.
Oh, okay.
But one of the things you got to consider when real estate is, and the nice thing about it, these people have had them for years, so they're pretty well up, and they have a management company actually that runs everything for them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So it takes a lot of the complexity out of having to deal with the tenants.
Yeah, and I think that's very important because keep in mind, tenants. I mean, when you're dealing with real estate, there's a lot of things that can basically throw your whole plan, throw a wrench in your plan.
Yeah, well, it goes back to me thinking of you think of a 78-year-old woman, my grandmother, having to deal with a person who's not paying rent, then having to take them to court, dealing with the 30-day period, that whole thing. Yeah, I mean, it can be stressful.
So what their situation was, they have great, really good tenants. Uh-huh. You know, they pretty decent cash flow. You know, they got the buildings at a great price years ago. In fact, a lot of them, they're ready to dump off a lot of them right now.
Oh, wow.
Again, but their concern is now they're going to have a lot of capital gains taxes they're going to have to pay.
Right, yeah.
So we're trying to figure that kind of stuff out for them. If you get in that situation where you're kind of tight on your numbers and then you have a client who decides they're not going to pay your rent and, you know, you got to go get them evicted through the court process. Here in Illinois, it's very brutal. It takes a long time to evict a tenant.
Okay.
They actually have more rights than the owners do.
Wow. That's so kind of strange, but okay.
I mean, I've seen several even friends of mine that have lost properties over the years.
Really?
Just because of a tenant that couldn't pay the rent. They decided not to pay the rent. They played another game where they keep on taking them to court.
Yeah.
You know, where they don't want to play. It takes them a year and a half even sometimes to get these people out of a building.
Wow.
And lawyers are getting paid. They're not cheap.
No.
But the bank doesn't wait for their money. They can't say, well, hey, Mr. Jones isn't paying her rent, so I can't pay you this month.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not how it works.
No, it's not. So, well, and a couple of takeaways that I'm hearing from you then is it may be better to be, and obviously, I mean, we don't want to lay down a hard and fast rule because everybody's situation is unique, but it definitely sounds like being debt-free as you head into retirement, if you wanted to do real estate, would be a very important thing because there is a lot of overhead there.
Well, true, because if you don't need the money, like I said, but most people are doing it is for cash flow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the nice thing about it is if that cash flow goes away, equity in that building doesn't buy you a head of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've tied up a lot of capital and sometimes you put yourself into a lot of debt because a lot of people have mortgages on these buildings. So unless you have the right tenants and the right management company in there, you know, it could be very dicey, especially if this is what you're planning on for your retirement income.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So, folks, again, we're talking with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. If you have some questions of your own about your retirement plan that you would like to get in front of John and his team, you can do so by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And we're just sitting here talking about dealing with real estate and retirement. This is a topic that I know my own family is definitely kind of going through, a few different people in different situations. Now, let me ask you this, John. If a listener called in and said, John, I have a massive amount of real estate holdings, but I don't have a lot of liquid assets, and they were heading into retirement, would you tell them to rebalance that, or would you try to work with what they have and kind of keep walking down that real estate path?
Well, generally speaking, if people have a lot of money or they're top heavy in real estate, a lot of the people we've been seeing over the last year and a half, properties here in Illinois have actually come back a lot from the market crash from a few years ago. So a lot of them are trying to dump these properties.
Oh, wow.
You know, in fact, we had a lady that came into our last seminar a few weeks ago. She has a building up in, Elgin?
Okay.
43-unit building. It's worth about $2.8
million. Wow.
That thing went all the way down to about $1.4 million back in 2008. So she's got it back up now where she's at, where she wants to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically almost at a break-even point.
Oh, okay.
So she can get even close to where she's looking to get out of this thing at. at least the positive for her is she's had some pretty decent tenants in there. And she was telling me where she only had two real issues over the year. So she's had some decent income.
Wow. Yeah.
Even though she's paying off the mortgage.
That's great.
So if she can get out of there and kind of wash away the gains, you know, versus she's got to have very limited tax liability.
Right.
Now she's going to have a nice chunk of change she can do something with that'll actually produce a guaranteed income for her. And she's not worried about tenants. She's not worried about property taxes. She's not worried about getting the call in the middle of the night that a furnace is broken down or a water heater broke.
Exactly. Things like that. That goes back to that quality of life that we talk about a lot. Sometimes it really is just worth it, you know, depending on the stream of income and how much we need, of course, but to take advantage of these management companies that can take our assets and just kind of work the day-to-day grind for us.
Well, yeah, and she doesn't need the stress.
Yeah,
you know, she's
exactly.
A little bit older in life. You know, she wants to go do some traveling.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to do some cruises with her kids. She wants to take the kids on a cruise to Disney World, she was telling us. So, but she's unable to do that because she's always got this. She's married to this building.
Yeah, I understand that. I do. All right. So, John, I know you've actually set aside some time on your calendar just to meet with radio listeners. I appreciate that so much. I know our radio listeners do because we consistently get questions from them, and you're able to deliver answers. Always a good thing. But I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about this meeting. That, you know, if somebody calls in, they call this number that I give out, and they set up a meeting with you, you know, it can be a little nerve-wracking. Who's this guy on the radio? What are we going to talk about? Is it going to overwhelm me? How long does it take? Is this a long drawn out ordeal, or is this something where folks can come in for a couple of meetings and really feel like they have a solid footing afterwards?
The way I look at the radio people, when they come in to meet us, obviously they've never met us before.
Yeah.
They haven't come to one of our seminars, so they've never had the opportunity to meet us face to face.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a courting or dating game. We're getting to know them. They're getting to know us.
Oh, okay.
Seeing exactly what works for them.
Right.
But the key is just to sit down and just to see what they're looking for, see what their concerns are, see what their needs are.
Okay.
Because I'll give you a perfect example. We had a client who came in here last week from the radio. They were dealing with another advisor. They've been with this person now for a couple of years. They really liked them. Her situation was she heard our offer on the radio a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
As far as the wills and the trust, she wanted to come in and have a conversation with us.
Okay.
She was currently dealing with her advisor. Her father had passed away, left her some money, her and her brother. There's a couple of life insurance policies that were going out to the grandkids and nieces and nephews, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things her and her brother were inheriting was an IRA.
Oh, okay.
It was an annuity with Prudential. And this other advisor told her, go ahead. They actually met with them a week and a half earlier, helped him send in all the paperwork to Prudential with the, you know, death certificates, what have you.
Right.
And he told them, go ahead. Once you get the claims, we have a 60-day rollover rule where they were able to sit there and basically put the money into maybe an inherited IRA.
Okay.
Well, the problem with that was, thank God we were able to call Prudential. They hadn't processed it. So if they would have got the check payable to them,
right,
they would have not been able to keep it as an IRA for them, as an inherited IRA.
Oh, no.
So
wow.
It would have cost them almost $30,000 in taxes.
Oh, my God. That's so terrible. Yeah.
So we were able to stop that, and we're going to do a trustee-to-trustee transfer on it. So now they can keep it as an inherited IRA. They're going to take their RMDs each and every year. And the nice thing about it is it saved them almost $60,000 in taxes.
That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible.
And they had no clue, and obviously the guy that told them to do it had no clue either. So I think it's very important for people to understand. We all say, who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed? So, Tom, for any of our listeners who want to give us a call, come on in. We'll sit down. We'll do the complete Social Security Maximization Report. If they want to sit down with Johnny, he'll do a complete income plan analysis for us on their current brokerage account, see what fees they're paying, see how the brokers are getting paid. That's the nice thing about sitting down with a fiduciary. You're getting a second opinion also on what you're doing.
That's right.
And they have the client's best interest at heart.
That's right.
And then what we also do is give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income, what we've been talking about, tax-free income in retirement. And then we also give away for clients to come on board with $250,000. We give them a free will and a power of attorney for financial and for healthcare.
Wow.
And then for anybody who comes on board with over $500,000, we set up a complete living trust for them.
Okay.
So we try to avoid the whole probate process, keep the money in the family rather than leaving it to the court systems and attorneys.
Folks out there listening, if you would like to meet with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services, you can do so by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. We're proud to be partnering with John and his team just to shed some light on a number of topics we see folks struggling with, or maybe questions that, you know, you as our listeners have written in. So if you want to get your financial roadmap put together, all while making sure that you walk away from that conversation with clarity and understanding, something very important. The number to call is 800-477-1135. And as John said, you will receive that comprehensive financial review for free. Again, that number, folks, is 800-477-1135.
Now we've talked about real estate as an investment in a general sense, but there's also timing to consider. 2017 especially is showing some troubling benchmarks. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.